shows Obama and John McCain in an extraordinarily tight race for the presidency. The first Big Ten battleground poll shows the candidates are in a statistical tie in seven of those states: Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. Obama leads comfortably here in Illinois. The survey was based on interviews with 600 randomly selected registered voters in each of the states. It was co-directed by two University of Wisconsin-Madison political scientists with help from colleagues from participating universities. One of the scientists, Ken Goldstein, says the poll shows the next president is going to be whoever wins the Big Ten region. A crash between a motorcycle and a car in Savoy has left the motorcyclist dead. The county coroner says 25-year-old Drew McDaniel of Champaign was not wearing a helmet when he hit a vehicle on Route 45 near Jones Street this afternoon. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed against the man who attacked a man being sentenced for the murder of his in-laws. Corey Shackelford lunged at and hit Kenneth Kelly during Kelly's sentencing hearing, immediately after Shackelford's wife gave a victim impact statement and shouted at Kelly. Kim Shackelford's parents, Jeremiah and Sue Hay, were killed in their Champaign home 2 years ago. After the disruption, Kelly was sentenced to 50 years without parole. Shackelford was held overnight on a preliminary charge, but later released. The University of Illinois' Global Campus Initiative has struggled with enrollment numbers since its start back in January. Now, U of I officials are working on changing the online learning program. At last week's Board of Trustees meeting, U of I President Joe White said Global Campus is missing affordable undergraduate degree programs in high-demand areas. The chair of the U of I Senate, Nick Berbulis, says a proposal for change may be coming soon.
I know that there is a revised proposal coming down the pipe. I don't know what the details of it are. I'm actually on the Global Campus Academic Council, and President White is coming to our meeting on Friday. I'm assuming the reason he's coming is to present his proposal to the Academic Council.
Berbula says possible changes for Global Campus may become public as soon as Monday. Currently, Global Campus enrollment is at 121. That's up from 12 in January. President White says it's 20% below their enrollment target. State officials say unemployment in Illinois jumped slightly in August, rising for the fourth consecutive month. The jobless rate was 7.3% in August, roughly about 492,000 jobs in Illinois. That's compared with a revised 7.2% in July. Unemployment's at its highest level since the summer of 1992. The director of the Illinois Department of Employment Security says national economic instability is hurting Illinois workers. August's unemployment rate is up more than 2% over last year. There is some good news. Several job sectors showed slight employment increases over the one-month period. That includes construction, which added about 900 jobs from July to August. Consumers in Indiana reeling from higher food and gasoline costs can also expect to pay at least $100 more to heat their homes over the course of the winter. Two of the state's three major natural gas utilities say prices will rise significantly. Vectren North projects its customers will pay a total average heating bill for November through March of between $780 and $850, compared with $680 last season. Citizens Gas also says its Indianapolis area customers will pay more. A rise in gasoline prices, meanwhile, in the wake of Hurricane Ike, has also resulted in consumer complaints about alleged price gouging. But the state attorney general's office in Illinois has yet to determine if those complaints have merit. Investigators are following up on more than 600 reports. A spokesman with the attorney general's office, Scott Mulford, says they're trying to determine if any retailers were taking advantage of the situation.
Price gouging, you know, in a simple definition, it happens when the retail price is inflated way above the wholesale price with little or no justification.
Mulford says price records are being reviewed. Illinois has gone after retailers found to have gouged consumers in the past. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square Village in Urbana, the same square with a new angle, now with shops, offices, activity, and dining facilities, including Pretty Nails and Mr. John's School of Cosmetology.
It's 5:34. Mike Sola has our weather.
Yeah, Tom, we only have a couple days before the autumnal equinox that occurs on Monday at, let me see the time, 10:44 a.m., that's Central Daylight Time. So that is when the sun will be right over the equator, marking the end of the astronomical summer season, the start of astronomical fall. And We're going to have pretty consistent weather until then. Mainly clear skies through the evening, mostly sunny during the days. High temperatures, upper 70s, lower 80s. Lows that will be climbing from the low 50s through the middle 50s and into the upper 50s. And we're also going to see continued dry weather, which will continue to see improving conditions along rivers and river basins that are still in flood stage across Illinois and Indiana. So more delightful weather ahead of us for the rest of the work week tomorrow and into the weekend, with a clear sky tonight, the low 52, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 79, 55 for a low for Friday night, Saturday's high 80 under a mostly sunny sky, and again, mostly sunny on Sunday, the high 80. It's 77 degrees on Friends Plaza.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. 46 days till the presidential election, just under 7 weeks, which means both campaigns are kicking into their final stretch, and most of those efforts are playing out in states that could swing either way. This week, my co-host, Melissa Block, has been checking out the ground operations in a hotly contested county in the hotly contested state of Nevada.
Nevada is a battleground state, a toss-up in the polls. Both the McCain